I would say that is quite a commendable statement, really, from the president, and glad that it was a statement that was made at a gathering where they were scores of people and from different geographical regions. And I hope the people there really managed to understand and to get the message correctly. The challenge, as he put it across, really is the continued increase of child abuse and also abuse of young women and girls in general, and how even the country has moved steps further in terms of putting in place long punitive mechanisms, like very long years in prison. This has continued to be on the rise.
Judging from what the president said, he's asking, how can we stop child abuse? From your observation, what other measures can be taken?
Responding to his rhetoric question around what is it that you want us to do, I think it's quite critical that while we still put pressure on our courts really to maintain those punitive measures, it's also critical that civil society organizations, in their different forms and scopes, they continue to do a lot of awareness raising and consciousness raising around how terrible these kind of attitudes are to the lives of ordinary girls, but also to the national economy and development in general, so that we're able to influence and change the attitudes and the behaviors of the people in the communities. Because for me, as long as the attitudes and behavior towards the girl child do not change, we'll continue to see these challenges despite the laws that are in place to really have these people given long sentences and to stay in prison for a long time. So I would really commend the statement, and I hope as a society we will be able to do a lot in terms of consciousness raising and facilitating dialogues to ensure that people begin to change their attitudes and behaviors towards the girl child.
Also, the president's speech comes at a time when the world next week will be commemorating International Women's Day. What is your organization going to be doing?
The Institute for Young Women Development is already excited about the International Women's Day. We are going to have a concert where alongside we have different service providers who will come to provide different services, and young women and those people who are going to join us are actually going to get these services for free.